Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. After the demise of Sayyidina Sheikh Ahmed bin Mansur رحمه الله تعالى عليه, someone from Shiraz had a dream in which he saw Sayyidina Sheikh Ahmed bin Mansur Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, dressed in a heavenly garment with a crown of pearls on his head, standing in the mihrab of the main masjid of Shiraz. The dreamer asked as how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. He Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh replied, Allah Azza wa Jal not only forgave me and bestowed me upon this crown, but also made me enter the heaven. As the dreamer asked the reason of this great privilege, Sayyidina Sheikh Ahmed bin Mansur Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi replied, I used to recite Salat upon the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam, in abundance. And this act of mine brought about my success. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say, we welcome the month that purifies us. The whole Ramadan contains goodness, whether it is the fasting of the day or the salah of the night. Spending money in this month is like spending in jihad. Sayyiduna Damura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, spend more money on your family in Ramadan, because spending in Ramadan is like spending in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, on the first day of Ramadan, a breeze called Masira blows beneath the divine arsh, swaying the leaves of the heavenly trees and making such an extremely pleasant sound that no one had heard before. Upon hearing this sound, big-eyed maidens appear. They stand on top of the high heavenly palaces and say, is there anyone to ask for our hand in marriage? Then they ask Sayyidina Rizwan alayhi salam, what night is this? Sayyidina Rizwan alayhi salam recites Talbiyah, yani Labbaik, and says, it is the first night of Ramadan. The portals of heaven have been opened for the fasting Muslim of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's ummah. It is narrated that Allah azza wa jal said to Sayyidina Musa kalimullah alayhi salam, I have bestowed two types of nur upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to protect them from two types of darknesses. Sayyidina Musa kalimullah alayhi salam humbly asked, Ya Allah azza wa jal, what are those two types of nur? Allah azza wa jal said, the nur of Ramadan and that of the Quran. Sayyidina Musa kalimullah alayhi salam further asked, what are the two types of darknesses? Allah Azza wa Jal said, the darkness of the grave and that of Judgment Day. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see how Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful to those who spend Ramadan worshipping wholeheartedly? There is a description of huge mercy and blessings of Ramadan in the previous two narrations. One can earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the eternal reward of heaven by fasting in Ramadan. Further, the second narration describes two types of nur and darkness. The existence of light is essential for the removal of darkness. What a great favor our Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us by giving us the light of Ramadan and the Quran to remove the darkness of the grave and the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Fast and the Holy Quran will intercede for the Muslims on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the fast and the Holy Quran will intercede for the people on the Day of Judgment. The fast will say, O merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, I prevented him from eating and satisfying his desires during the day. Accept my intercession in his favor. The Holy Quran will say, I prevented him from sleeping at night. Accept my intercession for him. Their intercessions will be accepted. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, if Allah Azza wa Jal had intended to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, He Azza wa Jal would never have bestowed upon them Ramadan and Surah Al-Ikhlas. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the one who spends Ramadan in Makkatul Makarrama keeps fast and offers salah at night as much as possible, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him equivalent to 100,000 Ramadan spent elsewhere. He Azza wa Jal will give him the reward of freeing a slave every day and every night, each as well as the reward of providing a horse for jihad every day. He Azza wa Jal will also give him the reward of a good deed each day and each night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani kafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin yaqi la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, blessings of Ramadan.